Chapter 14, Four-Step Proven Cure to Tough Addictions, Including Sex and Drugs. What if you could take four steps to end the toughest addictions, including sex, drugs, gambling, workaholism, or any form of negative thinking and acting? What if you could use a $20 book to end obsessive behaviors and save yourself $20,000 in therapy when you follow this advice? You may turn these what-ifs into reality by using the four-step addiction cure that you discover in highlights of my radio interview for A Lasting Love with Dr. Wynn Henderson. Dr. Wynn is a retired physician, radio host, author of Freedom from Addiction, plus 37 other books which promote optimal health and happiness. Hadley, you claim that your addiction cure has a 100% success rate. How did you develop and test your program to end tough addictions? Dr. Wynn, I was an ER doctor who treated thousands of trauma cases, and I observed that most of these injuries were related to addictions. I concluded that if we could get rid of addictions, we could end the cause of a lot of pain and suffering. So I researched addiction treatments used from 1935 onward, and I found them costly and ineffective. Then I formulated my own treatment plan, and I tested it on thousands of patients. We had a 100% success rate when patients had one common trait, the strong desire to be free of the addiction. Hadley, so it's essential to have a strong desire to release addictive behavior before starting this program. Tell us how to take these four steps. Dr. Wynn, first step is to identify your problem. If you keep doing something that hurts yourself or your loved ones, and you can't seem to stop this behavior, then you are addicted. You may not want to accept this as a problem because you get a rush of pleasure from it that you don't want to give up. Some addictions, like sexual addiction, often can be hidden from your partner when you conduct your affairs in secrecy. You may deny you have a problem by thinking, "Everyone in my world does this." You can't hide it forever. Eventually, your problem will become apparent to your loved ones or to the world if you are a public figure like Tiger Woods. This is when the pain of your addiction outweighs the pleasure of pursuing it. Hadley, I've found that the pain opens the doorway to personal growth. Pain is your wake-up call for positive action, like taking these four steps. What's next? Dr. Wynn, your second step is to find your answers to four spiritual questions. Who am I? Where did I come from? What am I doing here? Where am I going when I'm done? You don't need therapy to answer these questions. You can sit down with my book and I'll help you find your answers. The most important question to answer for an addiction cure is, what am I doing here? This question helps you find your purpose in life and identify obstacles that stop you from fulfilling it so that you can overcome them. With a strong life purpose, you don't take detours down destructive paths. Hadley, how else do we stay on a constructive path? Dr. Wynn, your third step is to believe in the program. Commit that you will do whatever it takes to solve your problem. Take correct action every day to replace destructive habits with constructive, positive actions. Your fourth step is to focus on your life purpose. A lack of spiritual understanding and a lack of mission in life cause you to crave fulfillment in harmful ways. When you find the answers to these four spiritual questions and you fulfill your life purpose, then you no longer crave fulfillment in ways that hurt you and the people you love. Hadley, the Dalai Lama says that the best way to cure an addiction is to replace that behavior with something better. Let's compare your four-step program with conventional treatment. In your program, do sexaholics have to give up sex to end their sex addiction, like alcoholics have to give up alcohol? Dr. Wynn, alcoholics don't have to give up alcohol forever, when they focus on fulfilling their life purpose every day. An unwavering commitment to fulfilling your life mission also helps sex addicts stop their destructive habit and form a healthy sexual relationship. Hadley, finding answers to the four questions may help you release addictive behaviors, thoughts, feelings, or limiting beliefs, and then replace them with something better. This frees you to fulfill your life purpose, which brings you all the happiness you deserve. Are you conjuring up reasons why you can't replace self-defeating habits with better ones and build the life you love? You break through these barriers to even greater love, success, and happiness when you design your ideal future next.